الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا وسيئات اعمالنا انه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد جئنا بصحبة الله سبحانه وتعالى لبلادنا الجيل بمقدمة كتب محمد أوسوس أن كمبانيو أوسوس Our discussion in the previous khutbah has been on al-khulqu and the sight. We said that al-khulqu means conduct and al-khulqu al-hasan, good conduct. Al-khulqu al-hasan is good conduct. We have الخلق الحسن مع الناس. For somebody to be well engaged towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have الخلق الحسن مع الناس. For someone to be well engaged towards the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll be concentrating on al-khulqu ma'allah. We said for you to be well-behaved and well-managed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to abide by the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. You have to believe in the Quran. You have to believe in the ahadith, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as explained by the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, you must not make laws that are against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ وَالْإِثْمُ وَالْبَغْيَ وَأَنْ تُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ عَلَيْهِ سُلْطَانًا وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah instructed His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell the people that my Lord had only forbidden al-fawahish. What is al-fawahish? Al-fawahish is a part of the word fahisha in the Arabic language. And the meaning of al-fahisha is a different meaning. This is a statement or an action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits every indecent action, every indecent act al-fawahish. مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ. What is manifest of this and what is hidden? So that the text, this can be looked from two angles. مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا an image or an indecent patch or statement that somebody is doing openly, that when everybody sees it or us, they say, this is me. Why doing this? And somebody who is publicly committing sinner, somebody who is sitting in self-defense publicly, somebody who is violating the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala publicly. Allah said to his messenger, قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ وَمَا بَطَنَ What is eating? The fact that somebody is committing sin secretly, somebody is taking indulgence secretly, or taking bribe secretly, that does not make it legal. It is haram. Allah forbids it. Anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden, doing it openly or secretly, is forbidden. Anything Allah is forbidden. Anything Allah has forbidden, doing it openly or secretly, is forbidden. Only that the one who does it openly is worse. And at times the one who does it secretly is even worse. When one is doing something in different acts or making some different statements, but one is pretending to the people as if you are not doing that. Secretly, you will commit sin and you come to the open to say what you are not doing things like that. You take riba secretly, you take bribe secretly, or when people see you, they think you are not involved in things like that. You went to present yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids that. Just as he forbids doing it openly. قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ وَالْإِثْمَ وَالْبَغْيَ وَالْإِثْمَ وَالْبَغْيَ الْإِثْمُ is everything that one is doing that affects one, that is limited to one. Like the one, for instance, that is smoking cigarettes or something like that, taking into account. This is what is unuseful soul. One barrier and transgression. Transgression is the thing that you are doing or want to drink that is going to affect other people. Allah forbids all this. Allah forbids al-ismi and He forbids al-barri. Then Allah says, وَأَن تُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لِلْمَزْدِلِ عَلَيْهِ الْكَوْرِ And for you to associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not revealed any evidence for. Associating partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no evidence. And that's why يَتَوْحِدُ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ for you to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your creator, your sustainer, the one that gives you life, the one that takes your life. This must not be shaken. It must be real, it must remain firm. And all acts of worship must be directed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should not slaughter for other than Allah. You should not call on other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should not put your trust in other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should not make an oath to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all these acts of ibadat must be directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, it remains an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You believe Allah are the most beautiful names and the highest attributes. And you call Him by those names, you mention Him by those attributes. This is what? This is tawhid. The opposite is shirk that is associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تشرك بالله ما لم ينزل عليه الكتاب وأن تقول على الله ما لا تعلمون And for you to also ascribe to Allah what you have no knowledge about you. This is evil. And this is something that is applicable to earth to a lot of Christians. Some people are not qualified to preach. because they have little knowledge or no knowledge of the deen, but they want to talk. They want to contribute into the religious matter. Then they start affirming to Allah what has no evidence. When you challenge them, Jesus has said, oh Allah, what is the evidence from the Quran and Sunnah? They get enriched. They become rich. Foreign rich. They ask you what is the evidence of what you are ascribing to Allah. What you are ascribing to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the evidence for this? In the Quran and the Sunnah, it cannot provide the evidence. Only to get rich. Only to become enriched. This is not the way of the scholars of the deen. The scholars of the deen, they are not evidence for whatever they are saying. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits that you ascribe to him what you have no knowledge about. And that's why Allah says, Nanadaba, wala taqulu bima tasifu al-sinatukum al-kadhib, hadha halalun hadha haram. Don't say this is haram, this is halal. The life of watch, the tongue, just say, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اسْتَوَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. This is because those who fabricate lies on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا يُفْلِحُونَ, they will never be successful. Allah tells us from this. So somebody who has taken it upon himself to be a preacher, to be a da'iyah, such a person will have to equip himself with the knowledge of the deen. One has to know. Not that you have to speak. It's not a word that you speak when you know you don't know something. And that is why the pious men of Jesus, when they ask them something and they do not know it, they say, I have it, they don't know. As one of the scholars have said, I have it in this religion. When you tell people that I don't know the answer to this question, it gives you the end. It's half of the knowledge. You must know and you claim knowledge. When you claim knowledge upon something or of something and you not have the knowledge of that and you are credit to the deen, you are destroying the deen. And today you see a lot of people talk about the deen. Upon somebody who cannot read and write, that will be the one to be speaking about the religion. When the verses of the Quran are quoted to them, the Surah Malam, of the 24th century, he cannot take them. So everybody can contribute to this religion of ours. It's not the religion everybody contributes about. It's something that is limited to those who know. Those who do not know should ask. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, of Allah and of Hikri, Kuntu la ta'lamun. Have people of knowledge, which you do not know. So for somebody not to know and to be pretending to know, to be presenting himself to people as the one who knows, this is very, very dangerous. Because he is going to mislead a lot of people. And the time is coming. All the time has come. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْدِرُ الْعِلْمَ إِنْتِزَاعًا يَنْتَزِعُهُ مِنْ صُدُورِنَا. Allah will not seize knowledge from the hearts of the people. That you see this person is knowledgeable, and Allah will study to become ignorant. Allah doesn't do it that way. إِنَّ مَا يَقْدِرُ الْعِلْمَ بِقَبْلِ الْعِلَمَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes knowledge away by taking the resource of the deen away. If you continue in that society until there is no more scholar, no more true scholar, no true scholar is left in that community, in that society. Then the people will tell the ignorant ones are the scholars. For Sudhiru, they will be asking their questions. For Abdul, they will be passing judgment on the people of the deen. Abandu. They go astray and they mislead people astray. Allah is not in this. So what I'm trying to say in essence is that the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was instructed by his Lord. قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ. Say that My Lord has prohibited al-fawahish in different acts, statements, evil statements, evil actions. My Lord has prohibited thousands of evil statements, thousands of evil actions, but my Lord has prohibited you. Well, Ismail al-Baqir, likewise, for you to be committing sins, for you to be transgressing, my Lord has prohibited all this. Likewise, for you to associate partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for you to be talking about the religion, what you do not know about. The scholars of Allah, they are always afraid of this. It was once mentioned here that some of the scholars, when they look at some issues, instead of them to say it is haram, they say it is makruh. Because the evidence in prohibiting it is not that clear in the Quran, or the evidence does not really mention that it is haram. So they prefer to use the word makruh, because they don't want to fall under وَلَا تَكُونُوا لِمَا تَسْلِفُ أَلْسِنَةُ الْمُلْكَذِبَ هَذَا حَلَاءٌ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ لِتَسْتَوُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. They don't want to fall in this. So that's what is very, very important to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and what He is. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded and what He has prohibited. This is very, very important. It is important to know what is shirk and what is tawheed. It is important to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. From what Allah has not said, that people are fabricated against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who knows this is the one who says such a person is well behaved towards Allah. It is the one that is well mannered towards Allah. For the one who speaks without knowledge, or the one who associates partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the one who commits sins, the one who does illegal acts, makes illegal statements, the one who fabricates lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a person does not have good manners towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the most well-behaved person, the most well-behaved person is the one that is well-behaved with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is more the well-behaved with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So somebody would realize the decisions of the deen. They tell you this is what to do, this is not what to do. You say you are nice, and you say you are nice to these people. Your message to these people is what is secondary to that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, you have to be nice to these people, you have to be good to them, but your being nice, your being polite to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes precedence, is number one. So that's why we have to shape ourselves, our manner towards our Creator is very, very important. If your manner towards your Creator is not okay, then you are in trouble. And Allah was from this. And that is why the blessing of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in an authentic hadith, he said, لا أحد أغلى من الله. There is nobody that is more jealous than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nobody that is more jealous than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من أجل ذلك حرم الفواحش. For this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited indecent acts and statements. Allah prohibited indecent acts and statements. So this that Allah has prohibited for you to not be doing those things, what you think you are doing. You are not nice, you are not well-behaved, you are not disciplined to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you go away from things Allah has prohibited, that means you are well-behaved towards your Creator. That means you are a polite person towards your Creator. But you are doing what Allah has forbidden. Why do you eat? And you feel you are good, how will you be good when you are violating the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the message of Allah said, La ahad, there is no one aghlia min Allah that is more generous than Allah. In ajli dhalika harrama al-fawahisha ma dha'ara minha wa batana. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to the different acts and statements, the one that is given and the one that is manifest. The one that is manifest and the one that is given, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals. And it also says, وَلَا أَحَدْ أَحَدْتُ إِلَيْهِ الْمَسْحَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. And there is nobody that wants to be praised more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one loves to be praised more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah does something good to you, you should be grateful to Allah. Not that you look at what Allah has done to you and you say, why this? So and so person has gotten something better than what I have gotten. Huh? This is what? This is ingratitude. Allah does not love ungrateful ones. A lot of human beings are ungrateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ. Allah has given you from all that you are asking for. وَإِنَّ أُدُّنِي مَتَ اللَّهِ. If you count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah of surah, you cannot count them. You cannot count the favor, the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومُ الْكَفَّرُ. Allah is certainly man is zalum, is very unjust, kafar, and very ungrateful. May Allah save us from this. And that's why it is an impossible of you being well behaved towards Allah to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't belittle favor, the favor of Allah on you. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't look at those who are above you. So and so person has achieved this, they have built houses, they have bought cars. What have I done? I've not been able to achieve anything. Look at your back. You see those that you are far, far, far better. Then show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather than moving on, grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by looking at those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised above you. Jama'ah, what you are saying is that let us be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said that إِنَّ الْحَلَالَ بَيِّنٌ وَإِنَّ الْحَرَامَ بَيِّنٌ وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورٌ مُشْتَبِهَاتٌ لَا يَعْلَمُهُنَّ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. What is halal is clear. Read the Quran, you see. And what is haram is clear. وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورٌ مُشْتَبِهَاتٌ. But in between, there are what? There are matters that are not that clear to you. That are not that clear to you. You are confused. Is this halal or haram? What is the advice of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورٌ مُشْتَبِهَاتٌ لَا يَعْلَمُهُنَّ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. فَمَنِ اتَّقَى الشُّبُهَاتِ. Those matters that you are confused, are they halal or haram? You are not sure. You are in doubt about them. Messenger of Allah says, فَمَنِ اتَّقَى الشُّبُهَاتِ. Whoever abandons those things, he does not do them because he is not sure whether they are halal so that he can do them, or they are haram so that he can go away from them. فَمَنِ اتَّقَى الشُّبُهَاتِ فَقَدِ اسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَعِرْضِهِ. The one who avoids those things, such a person has protected his religion, has protected his religion, and at the same time has protected his honor. There are things that when you do, people will just be attacking you or abusing you. Those things, if you are not sure this is halal or haram, for the fact that people are attacking you, for doing so, try to avoid those things. And if they are what? They are haram, then they are foolish. If they are halal, it is not from God that you do everything that is halal. You take from what Allah has made lawful and give some. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tarra'i yira'a wa shida." It's like the shepherd who is rearing his animals. The animals, he takes them to a place very close to a protected pasture. Like the area that the kings or the president, the governors, the big people, that they are what? They are set aside for themselves, that their animals will be rearing here, the pastures will be green, everything will be okay there. When somebody, the shepherd, takes his animal very close to that place, the animals will be willing to enter that green pasture that has been protected by another person. Yes, Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the similitude of the one who is revolving around shubuhat, things that are ambiguities. Yes, Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, very soon, you will find himself inside that green pasture. That is haram, that does not belong to him, that is protected. So the one who does not go away from things of shubha, gradually you will commit something that is clearly haram. Because when you commit the minor sin and you trivialize it, that leads you towards a bigger sin. And that's why some people, they become very ardent criminals. May Allah give us peace. So what I'm trying to say in essence is that let us respect Allah. He's our creator. He's our sustainer. Our respect for Him is for us to abide by what He has commanded and to look away from what He has forbidden. For us not to fabricate lies against Him. You are the caller. What Allah has said, we don't say it. Likewise, we don't associate partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't talk up other than Allah. Don't call on other than Allah. Go away from things of shirk. Then, and then, you are the well-being person. Then, and then, you are the well-being person. You are the well-being person. If you wallow in things that Allah has forbidden, Allah give us, may He subhanahu wa ta'ala include us in Iman and make us His enemies. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa barakatuh. Ada wabarakatuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أفضل الصلاة على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أي شيء أتم على وصف لكني الكبير من رسول كريم هنا المنبى ودادا أصرفتي ودادا أمريني أكوزي ودادا في علم باتودا ودادا في إذا علم lára ẹ̀jẹ̀ ọlọ́pọ̀ọba náà ni àwọn èèyàn wa. Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn èèyàn ni wọ́n níkàkó fún ìwà dáadáa tí ọlọ́run wọn sì fa ní ọjà náà. Ìwà dáadáa tí èèyàn ní káàkó, ìyẹn fẹ́ tó bá tún níkàkó sí nínú wa. Ṣùgbọ́n èèyàn lè jẹ́ oníwà dáadáa ká máa ròyìnà pẹ̀lú bẹ́ẹ̀lì ìwà ẹ̀dá. Tí wà ní ìjà sí ọlọ́mọ bá tó dá. Ẹni tí wà ní pàjá sí ọlọ́mọ bá tó dá, òun lè ní tí wà ní ìjà. Ẹni tí wà ní òbáta ọlọ́mọ bá tó dá, ìwà rí ìjà. Sọ ló fún àtọ́ jẹ́ pé àmẹ́kọ̀ọ́ Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ọlọ́mọ bá ó sọ fún un, kí pé kó ní ní àmà kàrà kàrọ́ bí ẹ̀kọ́ ìṣẹ̀ máa lọ́ Ẹlọ́run ní àtẹ́lẹ́ sọ fún orí pé ọlọ́run ọba mi ó ṣe léèwọ̀ fún yín àìfọwá ṣíṣà àwọn nǹkan àbàjẹ́ ó lè jọ́rọ̀ ó lè gbé ṣe. Má lọ hára ní ká wọ̀n má bá tọ̀rọ̀ ìwà àbàjẹ́ táwọn èèyàn ń ṣe ẹ̀rin àbí ń tẹ́ ń ṣe ní kọ̀ọ̀kọ̀ kò sí ìṣó tó dánú méjèèjì. Ẹlòmí gbangba àta yóò ti máa mú kí ẹwà wò pé à nígbà ìkọ̀ránì ọlọ́run bá ṣe tí mo mú lé wọ. Ẹlòmí gbangba àta yóò ti máa ṣe dìnà ẹwò mú àkùránì ọlọ́run bá ṣe dìnà lé wọ. Ẹlòmí ò máa tàtẹ́tẹ́ gbangba àta ẹlòmí ò máa gba owó pa owó èdè gbangba àta ìwé ẹ̀rọ ẹ̀rọ ọlọ́run bá tọ́lọ́run المشركين في كل انواع القران كل السنه عند محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Mám na tady věci, máš mu pan na tady. Ale mi tady, jo máš si tě pokon. A mi není má, té báli, máša Allah, a mě jara o báli. Ty má ní pokon. On budí. Ní pokon. On na tebe. Ní pokon. On dělí. Ní pokon. A mi kvá má, jak mu omore. To už je ní pokon. Ty má vám, mi tady mohlo má, a na mě ní tady, kdy Et par contre, pour un seul pèlerin, il y a un peu de temps à faire. Je suis mon nom, subhanahu wa ta'ala, à la ya'lam man khalaqam. On va tout le monde tout dans le domaine du programme. Sauf aussi, il faut dans le métier. Et c'est pas un chéri bamba, à parler de rien, tu vois. À qui tu es un chéri bako, et que tu le pourris. Il est un chéri bako, je suis un chéri un chéri bamba, Bene, il tanci bambamba mi le tradizi, poche resti tanci un poco. Poi invece, è il buon uova del poco, poi ti senti a re, vieni dada, che si è osso. Bene, invece il buon scelto che è un bambata, è un tiro che è visita, il tiro va a cene, poi cene, che si è osso, di tanto c'è te, poi c'è che è poco. Ci non è che è un bambamba, di tanto c'è, con te tappo, non vorrei, ne vuole un famiglio. اللهم سبحانه وتعالى يا نبي صوفنا انما حرم ربي الفواحش ما ظهر منها من قصر والاثم امر الوشيء ان تشتي ان تشتي قربانا وكما قول الشيخ الغني يدعو من نوتين يدعو من كل شيء يرجع من راه وكل النار قال الله ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما أما قراني اللهم سبحانه وتعالى أبا أنوني اللهم سبحانه وتعالى أمرنا أن تتفقوا نبوة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أبا بكم قراني وثم في الكتب الدنب في الكيامة إنتو في قراني جميع البيار ورشي ثم الدنب في الكيامة يوم فأيونكم في قراني من جهنم falou para o chavalé, só já me recolheu os sucessos do minha rede, os meus dados, depois de que me trincou, eu já comi o site, o excedere e a rede. O albato, muita gente, se tu disse que eu não podia dar no meio do mini, tamo falando que eu não tinha, tamo dizendo que eu não tinha na situação, tamo dizendo que eu não tinha, opa, vamos ficar o albato, não vamos vou, disse, eu não abaixei leu. Na pena, وأن تشركوا بالله ما لم تنزل عليه سلطانا. كفوا على الله ربك ويوم بعد ما بشرين وكيف مع ربك ربك اثرهم بكم ربك اثرهم على اول ما يزوى اول ما يشجع بسوى اول ما يبي وقال لي كفى مريض وهم مسلسون ان كتب لك كتب ولو ما ربك اثرهم على اذا كان لي فوق عليك فوق Fulare, não, não sei que pode se fulare. Fulare, não sei o que está calendo. Quando um vó, ou se eu não faço faca ou guarda nada, ou matou um velho que, ou se ele, ou se eu que for um conche, ou se for um dólar, ou vá. Olha o chico de lá, de lá, de lá, de lá, de lá, de lá, ou anda tudo, ou lá, de lá, de lá, de lá. Olha o barco, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, não, In ciò non mare io non so, io direi che non va a soldare di sogni. Detto non va a soldare di sogni, e non so, e da farò molo nuova. E lui abbiamo stato in tavare, farà un piede di all'anni. E lui manda da farò molo nuova, o leggeri. Solo un giorno che fu fatta, ti fu po. O per solo un prezzi, lo confessi. Di tavare quello è nuova, fa, sanarete, vai, vai, vai. Si vuoi andare un po' in quell'inna, in alle scegliamo, mi dice, ma c'è, ma non è tua, io ti amo, guarda se una donna, tu quali fai? La ti dice, mamma, ci vai di te guasciare un po' la gente, ma la ti dice, mamma, io ma so, io non so, so, so, in giorno non pensi, io guardati, ma se non è la mia anirara, a un pacante c'è lì, a un papà, ma c'è il becca, le mie ronde, ma la c'è lì, che cammina c'è, والله أمرنا بها ona bari faala çıkaran şey. İzzet Allah'ın oğlu olmak, insan sabahın şey, mevzuva, lakin o Kur'an adı sınır. Diyor, bari diye eline giden bu yanı çekecek ya son. Onun için katağın akbarı, ona ona subhanallah ta'ala. Sonra bir de bu Muhammed sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem, onu kusleyin ve çocuğunu yoramadılar. Ferman kapışağın fenerleri oldu. İndo ağzı, iki o anden. Ben de seni tabi seyahatte tamam edeyim, bu bir olam ama. Sonra ileri bir oğri tamam başladı, o anan bu peyresini. İmam boy, imam bo, ma bo, bu da, ma bo mi. Ay tüper mi olam ama, ay mori nan sevwe. Bu da falan o zaman bir ayet nasıl ediyor, yani sana olsun, evet, yok, ben bu, bu. İndo maaşı bir tek o ma bo, o ma si, evde olam o ma si, o ma si, o Mâsî oğlu, mâsî oğlu, mâsî oğlu, mâsî oğlu. Ede işi, Allah'ın boğulu bir sözü. E bana o zaman bir sözü türlü oğlu, kaman yoğun, kaman yukarı. Ede işi çok patlatıyor. Ama bak ben içi oğlu ne ko, kul ne ko, el içi oğlu ne ko. Onun yanı şerife, onu ver, torun oba, sonra da oran oba. Onun yanı şerife, içi oğlu ne oba, şerife o. E ne, bu için bu ve. Onun yanı şerife, torun oba, şerife o. Onun yanı şerife, torun oba, ولن تشكم ذلك اللهم اللهم سبحانه وتعالى كما يتعلمون إلى الوثيو النقو الوثيو النقو الوثيو النقو كاتيني شما الله أربع سنجد الوثيو النقو يعطل الله سبحانه وتعالى طريقه أرجع فوليه كانه هو للنقو والنقو طبعا نقو الجنة يقول نقو جلو وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى ونقو نقو جلو Ah, tapi kami buat sama ini. Kita masih karang masuk tua. Ini itu kata kita. Cuma kita cuma beri wani ini, honori wani ini, kemudian kami buat sila Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala si utawa. Ini kami, amun kami betul je. Ini nak dia rasa itu itu oleh kubal. Amun kami asyik ke si Arab, kufir tu dia si Arab. Amun ni Allah amun sura faham kawan. Porque un credibilismo paga besi niente e lo mio ma uomo un capiosco sto mercato che io come si dovrebbe e la pasta sono due persone che cancello alla pasta che cancello un signor che dice beh io un pochino di incagli io farò bene guarda chi lo mette a fa io farò bene l'attimo io voglio tenere ne tu cattanzo lì cattanzo Bakana un sancio fa spendi u amando a quelli a bordo ci messi. Musliman fa tu solemo a verga. Intanto di questo, io a poi a te sono possibile. Se ma, mi impregni che non vado. E non mi avvo in bagnino, quindi è qui che ti puoi ci guardare. Se le gente tu fa capisci. E intanto di te a capire un tuo bagnino per gli uccidi. Tuo bagnino per gli uomo va. Kalau bani sembari udah tinggi, nampak udah udahnya. Kalau bani kau ingkar, udah cukup nampak ingkar, udah udahnya. Cuma kalau seperti tak jalan dia susah, balik kamu syawal, kila syawal, so kila minyak, so juga minyak tu, aku lupa ni, aku kawal jenar, kawal jalan ke. Laki lelaki tu jangan luar biasa, laki lelaki protektif jangan luar biasa. أبي الله سبحانه وتعالى في مشان القطار مشي عليهم أتي بروز كندري جون الكوار فصلى الله على نبينا محمد وآل المصحف أجمعين سبحانه وتعالى ربنا الحمد أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك